place I do want to start, because I really, this is self-indulgent, and I know you are probably avoiding this as Argus. Argus, I need to know where you are when you bump into Reinhold.
Oh, okay. Probably sitting down for a meal, like just sitting down. So kind of weird to, you know, not really being able to leave. Because like I just sat down with my bowl of whatever and Reinhold's come to sit next to me. Yes.
I love this. You've given me. No, I can't leave. I can't go. No. Whatever table you're sitting at, Reinhold is not necessarily going to sit with you. I imagine maybe you sit with Anya or Tiffany or other friends, unless you do sit with your mentor every time you eat.
No.
I think walks like in front of you across from the table and just says, Argus, when you are finished your meal, please come to my residence.
Will do.
And is just gonna walk away. Do you go after your meal?
Sure. I eat pretty slowly though, but I go.
Yeah. The three of you live in shared residences. I think Reinhold has a bit of a sort of a small, almost single bachelor like constructed space.
Mm-hmm. We've discussed this previously. Yeah, he's got a bachelor space and like a little training area near his place also.
A little training area, yeah. So you walk up and there's the door and there's some windows if you wanted to peek in, but otherwise, how do you approach?
Argus will just walk in. Like, he's probably pretty nervous, so his shoulders are a little hunched, but he's trying to be like how he's been taught to put on a strong front and trying to seem more confident than he feels at this moment.
You walk in and you see Reinhold behind a desk, just looking over some paperwork of some sort. I imagine this is a bit away from the training area you were at, but you definitely recognize this desk as one of the things you went through. I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
And Reinhold looks at you and says, ah, Argus, I'm glad you've made it. Please close the door.
Freak.
Take a seat if you would like.
Sure. Yeah, he'll sit.
At this
point,
he
won't really look directly at him, but he'll still.
Reinhold gets up and starts closing the blinds on the windows.
Okay.
And he's just going from window to window and closing them. And then he gets the door that he came in and locks it. And he goes back and he sits down calmly, not in a rush. And he looks at you very seriously. Argus, I need to talk to you about something very serious.
Okay, I'm listening.
I believe there is a traitor in our midst.
Traitor? How? In what way?
I worry that someone is after some of the information I keep. I returned to my place, and things were not as they were when I left.
It's concerning when our things aren't the same as when we left them. But Reinhold, do you have something you need to hide? Is this information sensitive?
Yes. If I were to trust anyone in this moment, I would trust you. Argus, I would trust in you to find who this traitor is. Can you do this, even if it were one of your friends?
All I can do is try.
Do you trust your friends? The Tiffany girl and that Anya?
He pauses for a second. And, between you and me, he's lying, but he does say yes to Reinhold.
I mean, in fairness, literally did see Tiffany evil.
Exactly. So he's...
Yeah. You know. Can you give me a fortune express?
Oh, express.
That's the one I'm thinking of, right? That's lying.
No, conceal is when you conceal and you hide your true intentions and feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. Express is when you use words with an agenda in mind. You might teach someone a valuable lesson about friendship. You might convince a longtime rival to work with you. So conceal, yes, I think that's more correct. I was getting mixed up. So go ahead and give me a fortune conceal.
All right. Standard effect, no transcendence. Bonus dice, yeah, none zero. Of that.
It's just fortune. I'm not going to give you a negative effect.
I can't see it.
That's a four.
Oh, that's fine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a mixed success. What I'm going to say is he believes you, but I think the consequence is that he says, I have suspicions about them. Please keep an eye on them for me. He doesn't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
He believes that you trust them, though.
Yeah.
And that is enough that he is going to step back in this moment.
Yeah.
But he is giving you the job to find out who went through his things. Honestly, at that, I don't think there's much formality at, like, after you say yes. I think he gets up, unlocks the door, opens the blinds, turns to you and says, Argus, there are things I haven't told you that I will tell you in time. You may leave.
I think I just nod and walk away. One last thing, though. Do I see where he puts his key?
Oh.
I guess he's locking a door from the inside, so it doesn't need a key to do that.
He wasn't using a key to unlock the door. That's interesting. Do you want to give me a...
Because his door wasn't locked when I got there last time, right? But it seems like he's... Now yes. He might start locking his door.
It seems like there's since been an anxiety in him.
Okay.
If you'd like to look for anything while you're in here, I might ask for a roll, but otherwise...
No, I think I'm on the back foot, so I don't anticipate wanting to do any further investigations at this time.
All right. Well, I'm curious to see how Argus goes about this. I am making notes about this.
I think I've got a new project.
Otherwise... Yep, I just wanted to put that on the table.
Thank you.
We now have either Anya or Tiffany's turn.
If Anya can go make coffee really quick, that'd be appreciated. So, Tiffany, do you mind going?
Sure, I can go next. I had not figured out precisely what I was gonna do. That's okay.
Actually, I have an idea if you would like. It doesn't have to be your turn. It's just another thing that I was thinking about.
Oh, sure. Let's play another little scene.
So, Tiffany, at some point, I think you're just like walking between... You're just like walking between places, right? Maybe you're coming back from your lab or going to your lab or something. You were walking around and getting what everyone needs. I think it's been, if not a few hours, maybe a day or two since Mads woke up. But it's... Perhaps that evening that I think you see a timid Mads sort of walking up to you and says, Tiffany, can... Hi.
Hey, Mads. How can I help?
Hey. I think, like, shoves sort of a note at your chest. Is like, can you give this to Anya?
Yeah.
Don't read it.
Sure. Okay, I won't.
I'll know if you do.
How?
I have my ways.
Tiffany looks like a person who had absolutely zero intention of reading it until that was said.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, don't read it. Okay, a friend doesn't want me to read something. That's fine. I'll know if you read it. Now, that's a hypothesis that must be tested.
I don't think Mads is much one for formality. A lot of these people are really bad at saying goodbye for different reasons in this moment. I think Mads is like, thanks. And just starts walking away.
Are you okay?
Do you like stop them physically or are you just asking?
I'm just asking, like, the petering out is as they're turning and walking away.
I think they stop a few feet from you, but they don't turn around. You just hear, it's a little quieter. How do they, are you okay? God. What a question.
No one ever accused Tiffany of being sensitive.
Mm-hmm. No, I love it. I think this is great because I honestly think this might be the first time someone has asked Mads this since waking up. Like, in the capacity you're asking, right? There's mm-hmm. specific, like, hospital questions of, like, do you need water? I say hospital. I actually, there isn't an institutional hospital. There's, like, a medic and whatnot. I really need to mind my words here. There aren't stores, right? Anyways, Tiffany asks, are you okay? And Mads pauses and says, I guess I am.
If I can help, I mean, I don't want to put the burden of asking on you. That's not right either. I'm sorry. I don't really know how to help right now.
Great. Can you just deliver the note?
Yeah.
Starts walking away.
I can deliver the note. I'm sorry.
Everyone's doing so good.
The sorry pointedly is at a volume where Mads definitely cannot, or almost definitely cannot hear. Maybe Mads does overhear, but it was not really for Mads to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you read the note?
No.
Interesting.
But it takes an enormous amount of effort not to.
What do you do with it?
I take it to Anya.
Where? Do you, like, take it to...
I look for Anya.
To, like, his place, or are you just going to wait until you run into them?
No, I'm going to look for Anya, so start by going to where they sleep and ask some people... So,
like, your residence, like... Y'all have shared residences, apartment style we talked about. So I'm imagining almost like something that needs to be like deconstructible and reconstructible, right? So this almost like, you know, the homes that are like, you can pop them up, pop up the walls, right? And they like fit on a truck almost. Mm-hmm. I'm imagining something that's almost like a hexagon or an octagon.
I think Riley said multi-story. A yurt, which sounds, multi-story.
A yurt?
Yeah, like a two-story yurt. That'd be kind of interesting.
I don't know how one would do that, but I love it.
I was saying it before she said the collapsible walls and like multi-story.
A yurt is definitely like closer to what I'm thinking. Just in terms of vibe, perhaps. What if the yurt was much larger, but then divided into like 8 separate residences where you sort of have like... the wall meets in the middle. So it's like the most efficient use of space, right? But then maybe one of the residences, one of the 8, right, is a set of stairs that goes up. And then like maybe there's a walkway on the outside that lets you get to the second story. And I imagine anything beyond second story is maybe a risk, like something that can be taken apart and whatnot. But there's probably a lot of these sorts of styles of communal homes. That's my thoughts, at least. I don't know if anyone else had, like, thoughts about their own residence. This is, like, where you live, right?
Yeah, I didn't have strong thoughts, really. So this is good. I like this.
Cool. So do you go into Anya's room? Not to assume Anya's the type of person who doesn't lock their door, but Anya really seems like the person who doesn't lock their door.
Nope.
I mean, I will gently knock on it first. Is Anya there?
More importantly, does Anya answer if Anya is there?
What time of day is it, would you say?
I'd say evening, like 8 o'clock, sort of just after sunset. Dinner has been had.
No, I don't think so. I think Anya probably finds a place to lay out under the sky after meals.
So time to go on an Anya hunt.
Do you want to describe the area that you're relaxing in? I'm assuming that's maybe where Tiffany finds you.
Far enough away that it's just outside the light of camp, but close enough that it's still, you can still hear the sounds of people in the center, and it's just wherever there's a bit of an incline so that you can lay and look up without having to worry about gravity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's probably like a really nice rock that's elevated enough where you're like above the prairie, like dirt and sand, nice and flat one. It's maybe like just cooling off, and so it's like nice and warm, but it's not like too hot. And so I imagine the prairie sky is just like, it's just, you're looking up and your vision is just engulfed in sky. Maybe there's just like a little peak of your hair is over the edge. And I think that's maybe how Tiffany spots you. I'm imagining this rock is about like 10 feet up the ground. You sort of have to do like a little rock climbing, right? There's like 3 steps before you can get up.
Mm-hmm.
No problem for Anya.
Maybe small problem for Tiffany. So instead of trying to actually clamber up, just going to say, oh, Anya, hey.
Hmm? Oh, hey.
I have a note for you from Mads.
Oh, and I think Anya immediately slides off the rock, not really thinking of how to get down, but like rolls off the side and lands firmly and just immediately rushes up to Tiffany.
Yeah, they told me that if I read it, they would know, which made me want to read it to see if that was true, but I didn't.
Okay, good to...
So if you could tell me what it says, because now I'm really curious. I will hold out the note, though. I'm not withholding it while I ask this.
Yeah, Anya's just kind of trying to process what you just said. Like, I mean, it's personal, but okay.
I mean, like, if no, you're not it, comfortable, I understand. You're not no, obliged it, to.
It's okay. Let me just... And Anya takes the note and opens it.
I'm just going to send you a message. You can decide if you share this.
Uh-huh. He's okay. And I think...
Okay.
Anya climbs back up via the rock again.
Are you?
I don't know, but I will be.
Okay. If you're sure.
Thanks, Tiff.
Yeah, okay. And Tiffany will continue the trend of being not very good at goodbyes.
Anya's
just
leaves.
Turned back to the open sky, watching. I think she tucks the note into her blouse.
Nice. We don't see what the note says. I don't think we need to in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany is incredibly curious.
You had your chance.
Oh, yes, but she was specifically asked not to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now she's struggling, but that's okay. Tiffany struggling is her standard, like, is her default state of being, if we're being honest.
Cool. We still have 2 more downtime actions.
I think I'm probably, well, okay. First, I'm just going to make absolutely certain by looking at the downtime actions again. Yeah, vulnerability and intimacy have already been offered with mm-hmm. the other two. Recovering, yep. Not needed. So it's either project or investigation.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to work on my own personal little project.
Cool.
Trying to
Excellent.
Work on my weather device to try and make sense of the strange readings.
What does this look like? Is this just you in your lab alone at night?
It's either alone or it's with Ida, depending on if Ida feels like joining.
I don't think Ida's a night person. I think Ida's very much a rise early in the morning person. And so is like, if not already in bed, is leaving by the time you get there.
Ouch. My poor girl just can't catch a break.
Do you want to cross paths with Ida as she leaves?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's just like putting on her jacket just to go. Actually, I guess it's warm, so she put on like a little sweater, just like taking off the lab coat or whatever, and is grabbing her bag, and that's where she is in leaving when you walk in.
Oh, you're heading out then?
Yeah, I'm just going to bed.
Oh, okay, I'm just gonna work on the data some more.
It's kind of late.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not gonna work on itself.
There's always tomorrow.
But tomorrow I have to go into town, so there won't be that much time, unless I want to get up like really early, and you know I'm not good at that. Would you want to work on it first thing in the morning?
Yeah, I can start early.
If you're okay with that.
Does that mean you're not going to work now?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I'm getting up in the morning.
What are you doing then?
Probably going to bed.
Cool. Yeah.
I feel like I'm having a lot of the wrong answers today.
Do you say that, or is this just a thought that
Tiffany says that out loud? She has very few filters.
I love this. I'm obsessed with Tiffany. I think Ida just says, what's the right answer?
If I knew, I wouldn't have the wrong ones.
You're very funny.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay. And she does look not displeased with that. Like, she doesn't fully understand, but she'll take it.
Does Tiffany notice Ida looking down into, like, looking at her bag? Not, like, looking for anything, just is looking down at her bag. Do you look at her face much?
Oh, yeah.
Her cheeks are a little red.
I don't know if I noticed that, to be honest.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
I feel like that's the time for a perceive roll.
Do you want to make a perceive roll?
I would love to make a perceive roll. Because I have...
Something you're very good.
I'm not
so
very good at that.
So that's a 4 and a 3 on a 0 roll, so you got a 3.
I got a 3, so I don't notice that.
Not only do you not notice that, I think you're probably noticing that Ida's maybe a little too warm, right? It must be the climate. It's like the changing climate or something.
Yeah, it's warmer here than it was in the city.
Yeah.
Oh, are you okay? You seem a little warm there. Do you need the sweater?
I'm good, thanks. Oh. I'm gonna go.
Okay, I'll go too. Mind if I walk with you?
Yeah, sure. And you both are walking. She doesn't say anything for a while unless you say something.
This is so awkward.
I love them.
They're so useless.
Do you say anything, or do you just quietly walk to Ida's place and then walk to your place alone?
By now, Tiffany's almost definitely had the opportunity to tell Ida about her experiences with the weird... what happened with UV and Mads. So probably,
I think Ida just listens quietly.
Yeah, but like, I think she's probably already... Because it's been weeks since that happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's already long since been talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Tiffany just talks about one thing Tiffany's been thinking about since then is how it seemed like the weird seeming magic events had almost like stormy theming around them. Mm-hmm. And it feels like a weird crackpot thing to say, but maybe that's connected to the weird readings that they've been finding. On the one hand, saying, hey, the weird magic stuff might be related to our science is bizarre, but also, weird magic stuff happened, and that's already weirder. So, I think she's just talking at length about her, her hypotheses and how to maybe go about testing them and where she is with that.
I almost want to use this in the role. Like, I think, like, not only talking through it, I don't think Edith's talking much, but I think, like, when you're talking out loud to yourself and you, like, kind of make a connection, I think is, we can, like, say that this and the next day's morning's research are kind of together, but I would like to see what the role is at this point.
Yeah, sure. This is analyze, yeah?
Yeah, this feels like analyze.
Yo, 5.
All right, so you got a 5 because you are good on analyze. You rolled a 4 and a 5.
I am good at analyzing things. It's almost like it's what she does.
So that's a mixed success, and on a mixed success on downtime, you fill your clock by 3 segments. So you're at 5 out of 8.
Excellent.
So it's, you know, it's decently good. You make some connections. I think what this looks like is, you are putting together that a lot of the readings, you go back and look at the timestamps, and when you were in the forest, there was a spike, like you noticed before, and there was sort of this activity during the time frame you were in the forest. And you feel like this is conclusion enough that there is some sort of connection between the weird magic stuff and your science. You don't really know how yet, right? But you're like, oh,
this hypothesis. A strong correlation has been noted.
A strong correlation has been noted, right? And that's what this looks like, this 3 ticks of the clock.
We're close to a breakthrough.
Do you want to describe the next morning? I think he is quite quiet, very quiet the next morning. Doesn't say a whole lot. Very early, I think, is already there. You get up early, Ida's already there. Got up even earlier.
I, again, don't know that Tiffany notices that much. Like, maybe is a little bit concerned. Probably does that thing where she asks, like, on 4 separate occasions throughout the course of the morning, are you doing all right?
Oh, my God.
Is everything good? Because notices she's quiet and doesn't know what that means and just thinks, well, that... something's wrong, right?
Mm-hmm. Ida, on 4 separate occasions, says, I'm fine. What about you?
I mean, there's a lot going on. Oh, poor Tiffany.
I think Ida would just be, like, looking at you as if you were going to continue unless you just trailed off. And then
she
would go back to
eventually.
Work.
Eventually, here's the thing. To get Tiffany to speak is as simple as giving Tiffany empty space and not filling it.
I see. Yes. Well,
she will basically always
keep
talking.
You have a
quiet
companion. What does Tiffany say as Ida's sort of just quietly looking at you?
Yeah. I mean, with everything that happened in the woods those weeks ago and the fact that, like, Mads is not doing great and Anya seems to be dealing with a lot, And Argus has been always, always busy. On top of that, people aren't always very nice when I have to ask them what they need. And then today we're going into town, and that's going to be a lot. Are you coming, by the way, on that or not?
Oh, should I?
I mean, since... I don't know. I just thought you might.
Okay.
Do you not have a job that needs doing in town?
No.
Oh.
I can go, though.
Would you like to?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you want.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a lot. So I'm doing my best. Are you sure you're okay?
I'm fine.
Well, back to work, I guess, then.
And she turns and goes back to work. It is. Sorry.
Yeah. Her name is Ida.
What did I say?
You said Truly says nothing, so of course
oh,
I had
Truly.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Sorry.
Any other scenes? Otherwise, Rally, it is your turn.
Yeah, I'm just cooking corn grits, so I'm ready.
As Anya or in person? Are you?
I think as... You know what? Why not both? Why not both? No, the
so
scene
you.
That we're going to do a scene that I think is set a bit before, if we could, if that's not making things a bit too difficult, because...
Before what?
Oh, just before the trip and before, I think, or maybe it's immediately after the note.
You can have a flashback.
Yeah,
that's kind of a mission thing, but this game does use a flashback format. So, like,
sure.
If you almost want to frame this as a flashback, something that Anya is recalling, I think that's fun.
How about I frame the scene with the statement, and then we can figure out the placement? Because in my mind, it would be shortly after Mads woke up. Argos, we need to talk.
Oh, wait, so this is before I had my talk with Reinhold?
It could be after.
Okay.
I think Anya has searched you out after Mads has woken up, and there's been a little bit of time to process. But, okay.
But
Mads,
you haven't gotten
terrified.
The note, is what you're saying.
Either way, the crux of this is Anya and Argos need to talk. About
okay. It sounded like you had
stuff.
Like a specific conflict in mind. I just want to make sure.
Oh, it's... Well, we get there.
Okay, sorry. Take it away.
Yeah,
just because it'll change kind of the countenance of Argos being like, oh, not again.
Yes.
But, you know, or before being like, okay,
funny.
Let me talk to my friend.
Yeah, I'm fine with it being after then for simplicity's sake.
All right.
How often does Argos visit Anya?
Relatively regularly. I mean, if we share the same living situation, it would be like a... dropping by in the morning, making sure you got a meal at some point during the day or that you, you know.
Which is why Anya's bringing corn grits over to you and has a pot in their hands and has barged into your living quarters saying flatly, Argos, we need to talk.